So it seems like Schwab Scoop saved the day. And we will get right down to the interview today, where we will have softball coach Allison Sellers Cook. Talk about, I guess, the positives of having a smaller roster of, like, you know, only 14 players compared to baseball, which is like 25, and, you know, other sports, which are much bigger.
Well, I think for us, I mean, I think it's different for each team. And every coach has a different preference of how many they want on their team. But for me, I do like a smaller roster just because the kids just seem to be a closer-knit team. The team chemistry is really good.
Will there be more teams in the SSAC for softball?
Yes.
That will be a help.
Right. We will be a super conference. So there's, I think there's either 12 or 13 teams in that conference. We'll be split into like an east-west division. So in our side, as of right now, I don't know if everything has been confirmed completely, but we will add, it'll be us, Mobile, William Carey, Belhaven, AUM, and Faulkner on our side. And so definitely be a strong side. If not the strongest conference, you know, one of the strongest conference in the NAIA in softball.
Next thing I want to talk about, I guess, the veteran leadership of the team.
I think it keeps us strong because those kids that you've just, you know, the names that you've just said, they're kids that work really hard. They expect everybody else to work with them. So I think that maybe if we had a little bit more of them be a little more vocal, it would help. But they lead by example. Very few of them are the vocal leaders. You know, normally you have a little bit of both. But they get out there and they do what they need to do, and they expect everybody else to do what they're supposed to do as well.
In the tournament at Falk, we had a lot of hits that just kind of went in the wrong spots, just went at the defense instead of finding the holes.
I had a couple coaches come up to me, one in particular, and he told me, he said that out of everybody that was there, you know, and there were really good teams there, that he was more scared to play our team than anybody else because we have the strongest hitters. And, I mean, I saw the same thing. I know that we can out-hit anybody we played. And all I asked for him to do is, you know, I mean, lay out for everything. I mean, if it tips off your glove, then and you're laying down on the ground, I mean, that's all I ask.
And I don't know if you're going to add more bleachers or, like you said, lights.
Definitely we're going to add lights. And I look to, I've had a couple people speak to me about wanting to put some type of stadium seating up. But, you know, we've got our field house. I believe it was 2 years ago now. And that's one of the things that I've had accomplished, you know, while I've been here as a head coach. And I hope to see our facilities, as in our batting cages and stuff, work on that this summer to try to get a better facility in that area, as well as the lights and the stadium seats. And I think we will be pretty set once we can get those things done. So
we'll be right back next week for the sixth episode. So thank you, everyone who listened, and have a great week. And good luck to all those Spring Hill College teams for this week and this weekend.